And we crown a football national champion coming up tonight. Alabama or Clemson? Have you heard that before? We crowned a champion over the weekend as well. Seventh out of the last 8 years for the Bison of North Dakota State. Welcome in. It is a gym class coming your way here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And in Iowa City, it is 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Local sports block getting underway here on KGYM. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That comes away from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here tonight. And then at 7 o'clock, we go two separate ways. 1600 AM, we'll have the Cyclone Courtside Coaches Show for you. And that will start again just past 7 o'clock, 7:05 actually. At 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, coverage of the national championship game between Alabama and Clemson. And 1600 AM will go to the football game immediately following the Cyclone Courtside Show coming up tonight. We are presented and we are happy to announce that our friends at Third Base Brewery re-upping for another year as the presenting sponsor of the gym class. They are located on Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, right over by Rockwell International or Rockwell Collins or right over there in that neck of the woods. A lot of good folks going over there. And make your plans to stop on by after work. Take the friends, take the family out, get a tremendous meal out there. Some great drink specials as well. Thanks to everybody out at Third Base Brewery. We do appreciate all the support and all the love they throw us here at KGYM.
Yes, thanks, Third Base. And it's a great way to start the new year with a nice announcement like that. And hope it's a long-term relationship.
Indeed. Plenty to talk about. Mentioned college basketball from over the weekend here locally as Iowa and Iowa State get big victories. Iowa State, of course, getting the win over Kansas. Iowa getting the win over Nebraska yesterday at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Got some NFL football, the wild card round to talk about and looking ahead to the divisional round as well. So a lot of things to get to. But we start off with college football news here today, Mark. Not a surprise, I don't think, to anyone, but made official today out of Ames via his Twitter account. Iowa State running back David Montgomery is going to forego his senior season. He is going to enter the 2019 NFL draft.
Great player, and I'll be interested to see how his NFL career goes. Not surprised that he's heading to the NFL. Somewhat of a blow to the Iowa State program, but I was thinking today, you know, we're waiting on the announcement from Hakeem Butler. You would anticipate that he will declare as well. You know, between Iowa and Iowa State and the early entries, is that really a sign of, I'm not going to say great teams, but when you have that kind of talent and leave early, that says something about your program, doesn't it?
The footing it is on, and no, Iowa and Iowa State don't get the 4- and 5-star guys regularly, but they take what they get, and you've heard it many times. They coach them up, and they develop them into the type of football player that a David Montgomery, like a Noah Fant is, like an Imani Hooker is, like I'm sure a Hakeem Butler, when he makes his announcement, TJ Hawkinson, when he makes his announcement as well. And Montgomery, two-time first team All Big 12. I saw it on Twitter earlier today, seeking to become the first Iowa State running back to be drafted since Troy Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the late 80s, I do believe, when Troy and Darren Davis were causing havoc in the old, was it Big 12 then, or is it still Big 8?
I think it was the, Davis was the last early entry as well.
True.
And he had back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons, a great running back. Montgomery never put up those kinds of numbers, but his ability to break tackles, yards after contact.
That's what they're going to miss.
Yeah.
That is what Iowa State is going to miss. Do they have running backs that can take David Montgomery's place? Yes. Do they have talented running backs there? Yes. But are they going to have guys that are going to make you miss, and after you make contact, are you going to have a guy that's going to take the opposition 2 or 3 yards down the field? That's what David Montgomery did better than anybody in the Big 12 and mainly maybe better than anybody in college football the last couple of years. That's what he did so well. And that is what Iowa State is going to miss. And if Hakeem Butler goes out, Iowa State is going to miss the home run hitter at the wide receiver position.
Very unique player.
Two guys that are going to that are difference makers. Iowa State's still going to have a really good team next year. And hopes are very high in Ames. And I think everyone knew that Montgomery wasn't coming back. I think they see the writing on the wall for Hakeem Butler, but think how good this team could have been if they had them. Breaking news, Mark?
We do indeed. Anthony Nelson's Twitter account is back up.
Uh-oh.
The Iowa defensive end declaring for the NFL draft.
How apropos.
Anthony
we
Nelson,
talk about it.
1 minute ago, posted a lengthy letter, I guess you'd say, saying he is going to declare for the 2019 NFL draft. So that's now three Iowa players from last year's team, and we're waiting on T.J. Hockenson, who I think everybody, not everybody, most people agree will take the same route.
I'm surprised by this one. I did not see this one coming. Yes, I knew it was a possibility, but some of the signs pointed that Anthony Nelson would be back. But you ask yourself, and the first thing you got to do, well, you got to listen to the NFL guys. And obviously they gave Anthony Nelson some very good advice and said, hey, you could be upper echelon.
Must have.
Must have. But I don't know. I thought Nelson would be back.
It's a pretty talented defensive line crop this year for the 2019 draft, and we're going to have Dan Schonk on next week, hopefully, to talk about, from ourlads.com, about these State of Iowa players and where they project. And I'm sure a lot of draft experts retooling their mock drafts right now.
I tell you what, A.J. Epinesa's life just got a whole lot tougher next year. With Anthony Nelson on that defensive line for the Hawkeyes, along with A.J. Epinesa as bookend defensive ends, you wouldn't be able to double-team them. A.J. Epinesa just got A.J. Epinesa in class down in Iowa City. Well, he's not in class right now, but if he was, right now he'd be being double-teamed. And he's going to face that for the next year at least.
He'll be fine.
I would agree. I think he's going to be fine. But do you see my point? That just changed the whole dynamic of the Iowa defense right there with that Twitter announcement by Anthony Nelson. I'm not saying it's a bad thing by Anthony Nelson or he's being selfish or anything like that. You also got to ask yourself, is this the best time for me to go out? Desmond King did not go out when a lot of people said he should because his stock would never be higher. Anthony Nelson's stock probably is not going to be higher than it is right now, and perhaps that, along with what the NFL scouts told him, put him into the draft.
So there is that. Nelson, Hooker, and Fant heading for the NFL, and we await T.J. Hockenson's decision. 72.95 on the Hertzine & Stocker Jeweler text line, clearing up the Davis brothers at Iowa State. One played in the Big 8. The younger played in the Big 12.
Oh, very good. They were both really good. Really, really good backs for Iowa State back there. Your thoughts about Anthony Nelson heading to the NFL draft at 319-366-1600. That's the phone line. You can also reach us via the Hertzine & Stocker Jeweler text line, as many people are doing so as we speak. Hertzine & Stocker Jewelers, located conveniently on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Stop on by, and that text line is 319-366-1600. As Alabama and Clemson get ready to go at it tonight for the national championship.
That's the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Does Alabama cover the 5.5-point spread tonight? Three options. Yes, Roll Tide. No. But they
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. No, but they win a close one. Or lastly, Clemson pulls the upset. Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I don't know about this. Alabama's really good, and I've said it all year, but if there's one team that can beat them and one quarterback and that can beat them, Clemson's got it. But he's a freshman.
Can I take the over, whatever it is?
Yeah, they put points up. Now, remember a couple years ago when Clemson beat Alabama with Deshaun Watson, Clemson did a lot of that scoring in the fourth quarter. Alabama's not going to make that mistake again. They didn't last year. I'm still taking the Tide and giving the 5.5.
Third time in 4 years these teams have hooked up for the national championship. The outlier was Alabama-Georgia. I don't sense any buzz about this game. I mean, we're talking about the national championship.
Is it played on a bad night?
Monday night?
After the wild card round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that.
I mean, I don't know when you play it. You don't play it in the middle of the week, for sure. You don't play it next weekend when the divisional series are going on. Do you play it on Friday night?
No.
No?
No.
But you can't play it on Saturday night. You play it last night with all the wild card. You make it a triple header. You go NFL, NFL, college football.
I'm okay with it being on Monday night. Perhaps the Iowa women's basketball team isn't okay with it, as it hosts Wisconsin tonight at exactly the same time. But they'll have a nice crowd anyway. But I'm okay. I'm okay with the Monday night thing. I just, you know, again, third time in 4 years, I think people want to see some different blood in there. But
like Alex Kuhn and I were talking about in the sports office, you want to be in there, you got to beat these guys. It's that simple. By the way, Ross Pierschbaker, the Cedar Falls native, setting an NCAA record tonight as he will be playing the first player in NCAA history to play in four national championship games and start in four national championship games. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I think he made the right choice.
Mike from Marengo on the text line, I 100% agree. I don't know when to play it, but hate that it's on a Monday night and it gets over so damn late. Most people have to go to work in the morning.
True.
2662, some say get after Tua and Clemson play their best game, they will be victorious.
I think it's going to be a fun game tonight. I think it's going to be a fun game. I'm still taking Alabama and throwing the 5.5.
In regards to Iowa football and the announcement by Anthony Nelson as he's headed for the National Football League, 47-02, I'm devastated. AJ and Anthony would have been destructive together. 2019. Who would have thought Iowa football, four guys going early in the draft and will be high picks? Wow.
Probably more than four as well, with more announcements coming. Or are you just talking about Iowa Hawkeye football?
Just Iowa Hawkeye football.
Iowa Hawkeye football, okay. Who would have thought about that? By the way, speaking of the college football playoff, Mark Keenum, he is the chairman of the college football playoff board of managers. He came out today. They had their annual meeting. They put out a statement saying that do not expect any expansion of the playoffs anytime soon. It will stay at four, probably at least for the next 7 years. They're talking through 2026 before they even think about making any changes.
I'm okay with that.
So, yeah, I'm fine. I think you got the best two teams this year again. Is there any doubt?
No.
And by the way, Dwayne Haskins made it official today. He is going pro as well.
He'll be a first rounder.
The quarterback. Well, if you're a quarterback with a pulse, you're a first rounder now. It's different than it was 20 years ago when you actually evaluated quarterbacks. You get some wrong, like Tom Brady, but not every quarterback that is available goes in the first round like they do now. And there are a lot of mistakes out there. Dwayne Kizer and others. 319-366-1600. A lot more to get to, and we're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to take a break, come back, and we got basketball to talk about yet. Iowa State over the weekend. with big victories at home. So we'll get your thoughts about that. Talk Hawkeyes, talk Cyclones when we come back here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at Dupaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through Dupaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that Dupaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at dupaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Get out of the cold and warm up with the Cedar Rapids Colonel's annual Hot Stove Banquet. Wednesday, January 23rd, join the Colonel's at East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, which will be emceed by Twins radio broadcaster Corey Provis and include Twins Minor League Player of the Year Alex Kirilloff. The Colonel's 1994 Midwest League Championship team will also be honored. Tickets are $50, and all proceeds will benefit the Colonel's Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonel's Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Alexis, I've reviewed your resume online, and I think you're very professional, punctual, a fantastic listener, and I believe you'd be a great fit at our company.
Dave, we've talked about this. I will not be your employee. I'm your therapist.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, Dave.
Does that mean yes?
We're out of time, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring. Local flooring experts by design.
Back with you on the Gym Class of KGYM on this Monday. Anthony Nelson's going pro. Made that announcement just moments ago. The Waukee native, Waukee High School native, saying he's going to forego his senior season, my last year of eligibility to go into the NFL draft. Comes the another Hawkeye to go into the draft. Fant is in there. Hooker is in there. Nelson is in there. People think Hawkinson will be in there very shortly. Earlier today, David Montgomery making the announcement he is going to forgo his senior season for Iowa State. We had basketball over the weekend as well. See, Mark, how I'm glossing over the NFL for you? I know that...
I have my thoughts.
I know. We'll get to them. We'll get to them coming up. 3:23. Let's start with Saturday because that was just ultra impressive. And by the way, Iowa State, both the men and women, are number 20 in their respective polls. The Iowa State women moving into the top 25 this week. But the Iowa State men, you knew that was going to happen. Polls don't mean a whole lot as far as the world of college basketball is concerned. It's the net, it's the RPI, etc. But Iowa State, after the first 10 minutes of that basketball game on Saturday, dismantled the Kansas Jayhawks. There's no other way to describe it. That was a beatdown like Kansas has not seen in a while.
Made them look bad.
They took them apart physically. They took them apart mentally. And it was a 16-point game or whatever it ended up. And Iowa State forced 23 turnovers. I talked about this in my sports view today. when college basketball started this year, I said, I don't think Kansas is going to win the championship in the Big 12 this year. And now they lost their
big
center.
They lost their
big center now. And that is not a deep team to begin with for Bill Self. And I just think it's going to – I'm not sure it's going to be Iowa State, but I think Kansas's reign is going to come to an end this year.
Texas Tech is good.
Texas Tech might get it. K-State started off 0-2, but they've got a very good team.
Iowa State is uber talented. I mean, when healthy
– Now, it helps when you hit shots.
Well, sure. When you shoot, yeah, that makes things all the better. Stats Jordan Bohannon yesterday.
Exactly.
But, I mean, you put guys like Horton Tucker, Halliburton, and others alongside Wigginton, and Cam Lard hasn't gained his sea legs yet. He'll help more down the road. There's talent. I mean, Wyler Babb.
Shayok.
Those guys can play.
Shayok is super.
Yeah.
I don't know how you tell him at Virginia not to shoot the ball.
But, no kidding.
But, you know, that's why he's at Iowa State now and not playing for Coach Bennett in Charlottesville at this point. But that that four-guard rotation that Iowa State has is as good as anyone. That's top five guards in the country, period. I don't care if you're Duke. I don't care if you're Kentucky. Whoever. Iowa State's guards can match up with anybody.
And I texted you, Hilton is really a thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hilton is a thing. Not that I never didn't believe that, but every time I watch an Iowa State game in Hilton, I mean, that's quite an atmosphere.
And then watch for the 35th straight year as people leave with 8 minutes to go at Carver in a close game yesterday.
And you were there.
Yeah, with Iowa and Nebraska, and it's just you know, there were all kinds of comments on Twitter yesterday, and I wanted to chime in that, you know, what has changed over since 1983 when Carver Hawkeye Arena opened.
Well, you wanted to go home and catch the end of the Bears game, right?
Well, that may have been the case. Iowa State gets the victory, and the Cyclones 2-0. Now, can they follow it up with a win tomorrow night, though, in Waco against the Baylor Bears? This is not Baylor from two or three years ago, but it's still not a bad Baylor team. They're not as good as they have been in the past, but it is still a talented team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can Iowa State and the youngsters, for the most part, on a short turnaround coming off an emotional win against Kansas, can they come back, go to Waco, and get a victory? This game says as much as Saturday's game tomorrow night.
Nearly, I think. Same situation for Iowa and Iowa State. Iowa gets his first win in the Big Ten and faces a game at Northwestern tomorrow.
Wednesday,
I'm sorry. I tell you what, these holiday weeks have my calendar all screwed up. But, yeah, the next games for each team are really important. Iowa State starting out 2-0 in the league, and that's a big first step for Iowa State.
Then you mentioned Iowa getting the victory yesterday, a much-needed one over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That was a top 25 team coming into Iowa City yesterday, a very senior-laden. Three senior starters for Nebraska. You don't see that much anymore in the world of college basketball, but Iowa did what they had to do. Was the defense great? No, wasn't great, but Iowa hit shots yesterday. The defense, we've talked about this ad nauseum. Iowa has got to get, I don't know how you get a little bit quicker, but I think that's more of the problem than lack of intangibles and lack of just doing your job defensively. I think Iowa's just a tick slow of foot at times when they have one-on-one matchups. That's why Iowa played zone for most, I think pretty much 99.9% of that second half last night in that game against Nebraska, and made the Huskers shoot from the outside, and they're not a great outside shooting team. But Jordan Bohannon got his stroke back, it looked like. That was good to see. Luca Garza got back into the ball game. That was good to see.
Ryan, good 10 minutes.
Ryan Kreener played really well yesterday in spurts for Iowa. They got to have Ryan Kreener. They have to have Ryan Kreener with the depth problem that they have on the front line.
David and Hudson with a comment on the text line. I've been on Moss's case a lot, but it seems like he's playing confident basketball right now. Very good all-around game yesterday.
I would agree.
Double-double, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. Moss looked good. Moss looked good in that game yesterday. And like I said, people coming off the bench help. Now, if you hit shots, maybe the biggest shot of that game was the half, just inside half-court banker that Jordan Bohannon put in just ahead of halftime, that he dribbled through pretty much the entire Nebraska team who let him go and puts it in. And we were talking about that. I have seen Linmar grads, Linmar players do that more than anybody. And talking with Chris Robertson, they work on that. They work on that pretty much every day in practice. And there's another one that Bohannon puts in. So did a good job yesterday in that win for the Hawkeyes.
It was a much-needed win, and Iowa needs to win at Northwestern
Wednesday.
They've
got to win at Northwestern.
should Iowa drop that one, it's all for naught.
And Iowa's got a chance. Yes, Ohio State is tucked in there on Saturday, but at Northwestern, and then after that it's off to Penn State, and that is not a good basketball team. Penn State's got problems on and off the court right now. Had about 3,000, I think, at Bryce Jordan Center yesterday or over the weekend to see their game. And, ugh, it's just not going well for Nittany Lion basketball at this point.
More on those games coming up. A couple more comments about Iowa football. Anthony Nelson deciding to pursue the NFL. John in Dubuque, at a developmental program like Iowa, this sucks. It really hurts, but the staff has to take advantage of this growing trend. They got to sell this in recruiting. Make it work in their favor and sell the sizzle to four-star high school kids.
It's very well said. I think it's very well said. That's got to be a recruiting point for Iowa and for Iowa State to go out and say, hey, we had X number of players go out early. And use it to your advantage. I would agree. I think it's a very good text.
70-20, congratulations to Nelson. I hate to see him go, but Golston will turn into a good defensive end. Look forward to seeing what he can do.
All of a sudden, what was a big strength of the Hawkeyes is a little bit of a question mark. Yeah, does Golston move to the end full-time? Epinesa, you know, is going to be at one end.
Golston had a good bowl game.
He did.
That interception or fumble recovery, whatever it was.
And what's Iowa going to do on the interior as far as that is concerned?
You know, it's going to see it happen again next year as well. Text line, could Alaric Jackson be next? He could be.
Well, Epinesa.
Epinesa will be.
Epinesa's pretty good shot to be an early out. Now, who knows what's going to happen next year? That you're looking 12 months into the crystal ball here. But like I said, the only bad part about this is I see a ton of double teams coming A.J. Epinesa's way next year. Teams are going to do their best to keep him out of the backfield. And with no Anthony Nelson on the other side, somebody's going to have to step up, and somebody's going to get that possibility because they're going to be single team, one-on-one next year on that other side. Well, we put it off long enough, Mark. It's now – do you feel better that it's been changed to officially a blocked kick now by the National Football League on Cody Parkey?
No, it doesn't make me feel any better. I thought it was interesting that came out today, that an Eagles defensive lineman actually did tip that kick by Cody Parkey that could have won the football game. But listen, you know, I'm a Bears fan. I didn't expect this season. 12 wins. I knew it had a chance on defense. I think it's a couple, three pieces away on offense from being a well-rounded Super Bowl-type team. Is Mitchell Trubisky a Super Bowl-caliber quarterback? I don't think so. But neither was Trent Dilfer. He rode a hell of a defense to the Super Bowl and did just enough. So I'm looking forward to the years ahead. I think the Packer and Viking fans are a little worried that the division might not be theirs for the taking.
What about the Lions?
In the next couple, 3 years.
What about those Lions?
They're always supposed to be better. They never get there, okay? I'm excited about the future. I playing with house money yesterday in my mind as a Chicago Bears
fan. I think
they
were a year ahead of the schedule.
Could be. And you're talking about the defending Super Bowl champs coming into to Soldier Field and winning a football game, which they probably shouldn't have any business winning. But the Eagles did, and you got to give them credit. And, you know, maybe it shouldn't have came down to a parky kick. A lot of players saying that as well. So, listen, it was a fun season. Only one team's going to win it all. I'd like to see, you know, another week. But it doesn't work out that way. Cajun Troy, Bears offense needs more weapons.
Well, Cohen and Howard, they were without Burton yesterday, and I thought that hurt quite
Trey
a
Burton,
bit.
Trey Burton being out didn't help anything. Bellamy has given them, you know, some decent options on the outside.
Anthony Miller, I think, is going to end up being okay.
Anthony Miller's good. Allen Robinson, dependable. But I wouldn't disagree with Cajun Troy. Maybe a couple, three more pieces to go along with those guys. Antonio Brown might be available.
Do you want that?
Sure. God, yes.
All right, we're going to take a break. 3:35. Mike Halas will join us. He was in Iowa City yesterday. Plenty to talk about with Mike when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to save big on building materials to finish any job. Need to stock up on water heaters? Save 5% on select A.O. Smith water heaters when you buy three or more of the same model. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Tune in to my new favorite TV show, Fansville, presented by Dr. Pepper, airing every Saturday throughout the college football season during the commercials. In Fansville, Dr. Pepper delivers a tour de force performance alongside legendary college football co-stars Brian Bosworth, Eddie George, and Les Miles. Critics are saying it's good, fantastic, and the best thing since Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper Cherry. Get to your local store and grab some delicious ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
Interesting takes on the text line, the Hertie and Stocker Jewelers text line, about the Chicago Bears. There's always second guessing out there when you have a disappointing outcome like the Bears had yesterday.
97-66. Bears lost that game when they played their starters against the Vikings. Stupid. Do like the Saints did and set them.
Yeah, but now the Saints have 3 weeks to stew about that and to think about it. I used to be for resting guys. And you can a little bit, but I am not in the camp of just not playing guys because you get rusty.
There's still something to play for in week 17, home field advantage.
And keeping the Vikings out.
And a first round bye as well.
There you go. 3:38. There's always speculation on how it could have gone better. If teams lose in the playoffs. Mike Halas set to join us right now. Joins us on Mondays here on The Gym Class on KGYM. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. We encourage you highly to do that. Or just give him a follow on Twitter, at Halas. That is his address on Twitter. And, happy New Year again to you, Mike. How are you on this Monday?
I'm fine. How are you guys? I'm not a Bears fan, so I can sit back and laugh, but some of my friends are in some pain today. That's kind of one of the fun things about sports is to see somebody else just retching in pain while you carry about feeling just fine.
It's just a game, Mike. Just a game.
Yeah, that's what some say, but others...
Not so much.
Wow, man. Some of that fur was flying last night across the country and especially in Chicago. I called that, too. Before he kicked that, I said he's going to hit not only an upright, but also the crossbar.
Was that you or was that Halastradamus?
Well, I just had a feeling. I said that's. In fact, I said double doink before Collinsworth did, whoever that was. Tony Romo, I don't know. Paid attention. Yeah, I just had the feeling. It's like this guy's been clanking them off goalposts and crossbars all year long. I think today he gets two of them.
It was tipped. It was tipped.
It's been officially tipped.
No.
Why was it tipped? You kick them a little higher. You're in the NFL now.
There you go.
Well, news of the day. And I don't.
Those big guys, those defenders.
Maybe news of the day, I only throw this out because he's a great sponsor of ours, Kurt Gustafson, who you know as well. He wants to know if he should take Tiger with the number 4 pick.
And if he wants to, I don't care.
Tell him yes, he's in our league. Go ahead and take Woods.
Never had him, never needed him. That's what Mike's mantra is as far as that
he's
is concerned.
He's a good player, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, he's a little good, out there. Another guy that's pretty good just made an announcement about 40 minutes ago that he is going to forego his senior season. That is Anthony Nelson. We knew about Hooker. We knew about Fant, of course, before the bowl game. Hockenson leaning toward going pro, it looks like. A lot of people had Nelson coming back, including me. Did this surprise you?
Yeah, I had no idea. He seemed to keep it closer to the vest than the others did. But, I mean, look, the dude was a dominant player this year. Just had a terrific year. I would say underrated. With Epiniza doing what he did on a part-time basis and doing it so, with so much flash, Nelson just consistently all year long, and last year as well, was just a consistently fine defensive end. This guy had 24 career sacks in 3 years. That's really good. He's an NFL player, and I don't know where he's going to get drafted. Some of these guys I don't think are hung up on where they're going to get drafted. It's just it's time. I can't prove anymore here. I've got X number of years to play this game. So good for him, and I wish him the best because he seemed like a stand-up guy.
With Iowa, and you probably throw Iowa State in there as well with Montgomery's decision and Butler probably going. What does it say about programs when you have multiple early entries for the NFL draft? What does it say, if anything?
Well, it says you got talent. I mean, that's the most obvious thing. Iowa State, this has never been a problem for Iowa State in the past. I mean, they've hardly gotten anybody drafted at all. Alan Lazard didn't get drafted. He's now a Green Bay Packer, by the way. Caught a pass in the final regular season week. But he didn't get drafted. That's how good you have to be in the NFL if Alan Lazard can't get drafted. So to have four juniors who are very probable draft picks, and in most of their cases high draft picks, that means you've got talent. In Iowa State now, the four I'm referring to, Iowa. Iowa State's got two if Butler comes out. Montgomery's going to be a high pick. He's, to me, everything about him screams NFL running back. He had a very ordinary offensive line to run behind the last 2 years. You put him behind Alabama's offensive line or Iowa's offensive line or Wisconsin's offensive line, oh, my goodness. He is just a talented, tough, it takes an army to bring him down kind of guy. And I look forward to seeing him play in the NFL. Butler, I don't know where he stands. I think the knock on him is he doesn't always make the easy play. He makes a flashy play, but sometimes he'll drop a ball or I don't know. But he's got the size. He's got what it takes, you certainly would think. And who knows? I mean, we may be looking at Montgomery and Butler in the future as NFL superstars.
I agree.
And Noah Fant, the same thing.
And maybe Hockenson.
Sure. I mean, George Kittle is, what did he just do this past season? Second-year tight end out of Iowa. What did that guy just do?
Set the all-time tight end receiving record for a single season.
I know. That's bonkers. So, yeah, I mean, if anything, I think that people following Iowa are wondering, you know, where is the correlation in wins and losses with what they're putting in the NFL? But it doesn't always go like that, you know. And Iowa hasn't had the running backs, wide receivers who have busted through in the league. But, boy, these tight ends sure are.
Very much so. Very much so. And we had a texter make a very good point, I think, earlier on, saying that Iowa and Iowa State can both turn this and make it into a positive as far as recruiting and talking about their programs. That, hey, look what we have done this year. Look what we have done in the past, having guys go out early and, you know, take, what is it, make lemonade out of lemons or whatever the case may be.
Is it a recruiting tool?
Is it a recruiting tool?
Well, it has been for Iowa for a long time. I mean, yeah. I mean, Noah Fant came to Iowa from Omaha. Do you think that it's just like he enamored with the state of Iowa, or he always wanted to see Iowa City in January? No, it's they can get me to the NFL at my position probably as well as anybody around, and they did. You know, and I think that's been the case. I mean, defensive linemen. Holy mackerel, how many has Iowa kicked up to the NFL over the years? More than its fair share, for a program that's not an Alabama or an Ohio State. And last year, they had two guys go early, and both made sound choices in doing so. And both, I think, prospered, James Daniels and Josh Jackson. So, you know, it's not a decimating thing if you've got a good program, because it means that you've been grooming the next guys right behind them. And Anthony Nelson, while a tremendous player, this sort of opens the door for Epiniza and Chauncey Golston to be the men at defensive end. And I don't think there's much doubt in anybody's minds that they will be. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt.
It's going to be more of the same next year, right, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to – I hate to play that speculative game, but you've got a couple of offensive linemen who are going to be juniors. You know, we know who they are. And you've got Epiniza, and who knows what kind of strides Golston could make. Who knows what kind of strides Geno Stone could make in his junior year. I mean, he's terrific. So that's what happens to good programs, though. I mean, it's still kind of a new phenomenon for Iowa. They've had them off and on through the years, but not in this volume.
No. And, of course, in case you missed it, Anthony Nelson saying at about 3 o'clock, he is going to forego his senior season and enter the 2019 NFL draft. Basketball yesterday, a much-needed victory for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Put up 90-plus points. The offense was fine. Ryan Kreener got a start. I know you talked about that a lot in your article from yesterday. Looked good. Isaiah Moss looked better. And Jordan Bohannon hit shots and played just enough defense to come away with the first victory in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that was one of those games that you kind of went in with on pins and needles, because if they lost that one, oh, my goodness. You know, 0-4 in the Big Ten. It would have been, but that's a good team to beat. I know Nebraska's 1-3 in the league, but all three losses were on the road, and the first two were very close games against good teams, Minnesota and Maryland. And that first half was, geez, it had 11 lead changes, and it was just tight as could be. And Iowa showed me something by pulling away in the second half. That was a got to get it win. And they had five guys scoring double figures. Garza almost did. Gave them 8 great minutes in the first half. They really needed them. Bohannon scoreless through 19 minutes and 59 seconds, and he ends up with 25 points. He just was transformed in the second half. And it wasn't just the shooting, although that was the key. He made 5 three-pointers in the game. For a stretch of several possessions in a row, he just took over. He pushed it. He was aggressive. He made the right moves, whether it was shooting, passing, driving. And Iowa took a real close game and made it into a 9, 10, 11-point lead that they didn't kick away. And so, good win against a good team. Now they've got to go do something on the road.
I'm not necessarily big on starting lineups, but this obviously made a difference with Kreener in there instead of Nicholas Bear. Was that mainly to get Bear coming off the bench again? What's your thoughts on that?
I think that they like having Bear as sixth man. They always have. I mean, for 3 years, last year Bear had to start a lot, and that just wasn't his forte. He's a good guy to play for 4-minute stretches. Just play all out, which is what he does. He's not a pace himself kind of guy. And just let him play 3, 4, 5 minutes at a time and just, you know, play pedal to the metal, and that's where he's at his best. Secondly, Kreener's been showing glimpses, I think, off and on all season, that if he had sustained playing time, you'd really have something with him. Sometimes it doesn't always show itself in 2 and 3 minute, you know, patches. Yesterday he got 25 minutes, and I think you got to see a lot of what he can do. And I've been hearing that how good he is in practice, and his teammates rave about him. And I think the more you're going to see of this guy, the more you're going to like, because he does have a good offensive game and a nice set of moves. And I think he's a really sound player. So I'm going to be interested to see what happens. I'm curious what happens when Garza's healthy, if they move Garza back into the starting lineup and then have Kreener off the bench again. But, I mean, this might be the way to go for a while at least with Kreener.
Yeah. Next 4 games are, yeah, Ohio State's in there, but it's at home on Saturday. Next 4 games are very doable for Iowa to get back toward .500. But you got to go out and get a couple of road wins against lower division teams. Starts with Northwestern on Wednesday night, and then next Wednesday night they go to Happy Valley, which when you talk basketball, ain't very happy. Right now, that's a dumpster fire up there, and then Illinois is at home. So there's a crack, there's a window of opportunity here, I think, for Iowa.
Yeah, I agree completely, Scott. I mean, this is a big week. It just is. You need to go on the road and beat somebody. I don't care who it is. You just have to. And Northwestern, it's a winnable game, but it's the furthest thing from a gimme, because they are a competitive team. They're 1-3 in the Big Ten also, but if you look at the games they've had, two of those 3 losses were by 2 points, to Michigan at home and at Indiana. So that's pretty good. And then they've beaten Oklahoma, and they've beaten somebody else from a Power 5 conference. They're a veteran team. They are a good defensive team, and you're going to have to beat them, because I don't think they're going to throw it away. So Iowa has got to just change its MO on the road Wednesday night, and if they do win this game, then you come home and everybody's all pumped up, and you've got Ohio State Saturday. Ohio State is a step up in competition, but you can beat them at home. And then the next 2 games that you referred to, at Penn State and against Illinois at home, those are 2 of the 3 worst teams in the league. So you could get yourself a 4-game winning streak, but right now that would make it a 5-game winning streak. But getting the 1 Wednesday night is, you know, imperative. And until that happens, it's pretty silly to even think about what lies ahead.
A couple more minutes with Mike Alas. Mike, watching Iowa State Kansas Saturday, I thought, man, when healthy, this Iowa State team, I'm not sure they've had many more talented teams than this one. What do you think?
Yeah, it's, you know, I hate to throw around judgments like that this early in the season when they still have 16 conference games left, but I watched both of those games last week. I watched the Oklahoma State game in a hotel room near O'Hare Airport. That was the one that I was leery about.
Mm.
You know, young team going on the road for the first time in the Big 12. Oklahoma State's not what it used to be, but it's still one of those weird places to play. And I thought that the Cyclones did a really nice job that night. And then they come home, and it didn't surprise me they beat Kansas. We've seen it so many times in Hilton. But this was different.
They whipped them.
Yeah, they did. The first half was, you know, the first half it was only a four-point game, but it seemed like Iowa State should have been up by more. And in the second half, it was, we're just better than you, and they just took it to them. Which makes me think this is a team that could be a contender in that conference. I mean, a legitimate, serious contender. And I listened to a little of the replay of that with Fran Fraschilla, and I forget the play-by-play man. They weren't talking about Iowa State like this is the number 20 team in the country. They're talking about them like, hey, America, you better wake up and realize that something good's here. And that just might be the case. They've got a lot of talented players.
Very much so. Very much so. And they will be at Baylor coming up tomorrow night in one that, yeah, it's not a Baylor team of a couple years ago, but still it's going to be tough down in Waco to get that one. And happy safe travels to Chicago on Wednesday. And we will look forward to talking with you again next week, Mike. Appreciate it as always.
Okay.
Michael Oss, read his stuff at thegazette.com and give him a follow on Twitter. We'll take a break, come back, let you know about the pick six when we return.
Diamond earrings have bombshell beauty, yet everyday ease. They are equally comfortable, adding a touch of glamour to a formal gown or fitting in with your favorite jeans. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers understands this beautiful contradiction about diamond stud earrings. So they carry all sizes in white gold, platinum, and yellow gold. And because they've been helping people find just the right pair for so many years, the best thing they offer might just be their advice. Whether it's a pair for you or a gift for someone you think is rather special, there is just no wrong time for diamond earrings from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. So come see what's sparkling in those fancy new windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Back in the gym class for a Monday here on KGYM. KJ Pilcher is going to join us, talk wrestling coming up tomorrow. And then I was going to talk a little bit about an interesting event coming up in Iowa City on Wednesday as far as the world of track and field is concerned. We'll talk about that coming up on Tuesday as well. I didn't win the Emil's Hideaway pick six this week.
You did not.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You did not. You cooled off a bit after five or six very, very good weeks.
Bears.
Alex and Kyle each went 4-2, and Alex claimed the tiebreaker. And also winning a $30 gift card from for Aaron, our listener, who picked Alex last Friday.
He won you, man.
Yeah, well, and you know what? That's what I was coming in here to say is, Mark, you might remember you told me I should have gone with one for the tiebreaker, and I didn't.
But he might have went with two because he was after you.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
Uh-huh.
Might have got you either way.
Well, Mark, I'm going to listen to you more often.
Or Cohen and Howard could have done a little bit better for you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they could have done a little bit better. But congratulations to Alex. Speaking of Alex, he and Todd are coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.